Two more names will be added to the cenotaph in Richmond to commemorate Japanese-Canadian soldiers who fought in the First World War. The names of Private Hikitaro Koyanagi and Private Kazuo Harada are expected to be placed onto the cenotaph, which stands in front of Richmond City Hall on No. 3 Road, around May. But the process of getting here was not easy. Richmond resident Debbie Jong, who brought forward the idea to City Council, said she realized Japanese-Canadian soldiers' names were missing from the Richmond cenotaph. After reading military personnel records and researching the history of Koyanagi and Harada, Jong discovered they were actually from Richmond. "I wanted to bring their names back to where they originally resided, which is here in Richmond, so that they can be remembered properly," said Jong. "The least we can do is honor their memory. Including them on their hometown cenotaph accomplishes that and teaches Richmond residents about the cultural mix that Richmond was back in 1914 and still is today." She told the Richmond News that at the time the cenotaph in Richmond was erected, Japanese Canadians were not allowed to vote and were seen as a threat to the white population. The names of Japanese Canadians from Sea Island and Steveston were omitted from the cenotaph by a prejudiced society, said Jong. Aside from the memorial in Stanley Park, there are only two other cenotaphs that commemorate fallen Japanese Canadian soldiers in Canada, she added. Jong explained that Koyanagi and Harada were among the first wave of Japanese families who immigrated from Fukuoka, Japan, and moved to Richmond in the 19th century as fishermen. Their names were among the list of 200 volunteers from British Columbia who traveled to Alberta to enlist during the First World War because BC would not accept them. Jong added that Alberta battalions were in dire need of replacement troops on the Western Front in 1916 and, hence, welcomed the Japanese-Canadian soldiers. When soldiers filled out their attestation papers, personal information forms for volunteers of the Canadian Expeditionary Force, they wrote Alberta as their address as that was where they were staying temporarily even though they were all from BC, explained Jong. For the past 5 years, Jong has looked through archives of data, next of kin cards, medal cards and pay ledgers to research the history and where these soldiers were from. Previously, she was the national coordinator of the Lest We Forget project in Ottawa. Koyanagi and Harada's paperwork stated they were fishermen by profession and Koyanagi's marriage certificate gives the strongest evidence he worked and lived in Ebern, and Terra Nova listed as his residence. Jong also discovered 14 other Japanese-Canadian soldier names that may have a connection to Ebern, an area located on Sea Island and South Vancouver, or Steveston, but said it may take a little longer to clarify. "I think it's great to just start with these two and the best part is they plan to add the names around Asian Heritage Month, which could not be any better timing," said Jong. "We want to honor and recognize them for the contribution they made to Canada's war effort, albeit 103 years late. It's time to bring them home." Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.